Chapter 1. The European Discovery of America. Leif Erikson discovers America in the year 1000. In our early childhood, many of us learned to repeat the lines, Columbus sailed the ocean blue in 1492. We thought he was the first European to visit America, but nearly 500 years before his time, Leif Erikson had discovered the New World. He was a Northman and the son of Eric the Red. Eric had already founded a colony in Greenland, and Leif sailed from Norway to make him a visit. This was the year 1000. Day after day, Leif and his men were tossed about on the sea until they reached an unknown land where they found many grapevines. They called it Vinland, or Wineland. They then sailed northward and reached Greenland in safety. Precisely where Vinland was is not known, but it certainly was part of North America. Leif Erikson, the Northman, was therefore the real discoverer of America. 2. Early European Travelers. The people of Europe knew more of the lands of Asia than they knew of Vinland. For hundreds of years, missionaries, traders, and travelers visited the Far East. They brought back to Europe silks and spices and ornaments of gold and silver. They told marvelous tales of rich lands and great princes. One of these travelers was a Venetian named Marco Polo. He told of Cathay, or China, and of Cipango, or Japan. This last country was an island. Its king was so rich that even the floors of his palaces were pure gold. Suddenly, the Turks conquered the lands between Europe and the Golden East. They put an end to this trading and traveling. New ways to India, China, and Japan must be found. 3. Early Portuguese sailors. One way to the east seemed to be around the southern end of Africa, if it should turn out that there was a southern end to that dark continent. In 1487, Portuguese seamen sailed around the southern tip of Africa and, returning home, called that point the Cape of Storms. But the King of Portugal thought that now there was good hope of reaching India by sea, so he changed the name to Cape of Good Hope. 10 years later, a brave Portuguese sailor, Vasco da Gama, actually reached India by the Cape of Good Hope and returned safely to Portugal. 1497.